This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today asserted that India is not going to live under the shadow of terror and nuclear blackmail, adding that Pakistan has to stop state-sponsored terrorism. He highlighted that Islamabad's proxy war will no longer be tolerated. General Chauhan stated this while delivering a lecture on future wars and warfare at Savitribai Phule Pune University.
Now Pakistan is faced with a different kind of a prospect, that he faces military action in case we find terror happening against us. And also we have kind of raised the bar. We have connected terror to water and we have drawn out new lines for military operations against terror.
Several northeastern states remain in the grip of severe floods and landslides triggered by continuous heavy rainfall. In Assam, over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives due to the devastating floods and landslides so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. Mr. Modi expressed concern and assured full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Chatin in Lachin. The Indian Air Force has rescued the first batch of civilians stranded at Chatin. Here are more details from our correspondent.
The evacuation mission at North Sikkim will resume tomorrow morning. Today, after evacuating 34 persons, rescue mission had to stop due to the inclement weather. But importantly, Indian Army's 112 Brigade established a vital foot road between Lachin and Chatin today, enabling airlifting from Chatin tomorrow morning. Mangan District Administration informed that there are 130 to 150 tourists are still stranded at Lachin. There is no network connectivity at Lachin, but they are all safe. Efforts are being made to restore the mobile connectivity. The Sikkim government has officially declared the situation at North Sikkim as a disaster. The tourism department has issued advisory for tourists that roads to Lachin and Lachung are temporarily closed due to the landslides, but there is no problem in visiting other places in Sikkim. Governor Om Prakash Mathur visited the Singtham today to monitor the situation. Governor urged the local people to remain vigilant and also instructed the administration to provide all support to them. Manas Patim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
Out of 7 multi-party delegations carrying the message of India's principled and resolute stand against terrorism, 2 delegations have now returned to India after concluding their successful visit to respective countries. The delegation led by DMK MP Kanimuri has returned to India after concluding their 5 nations visit to Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia and Russia. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Samajwadi Party MP Rajiv Rai, who was part of this delegation, said that they briefed about the facts and India's stand against terrorism in front of political leaders and think tanks of various countries during their visit. Mr. Rai said that the delegation received positive support for India's affirmation against terrorism. Another all-party delegation led by BJP MP Bejayant Panda also returned today after concluding visits to Algeria, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Bahrain. India is set to build its first ever Polar Research Vessel, PRV. India's Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, GRSE, and Norway's Kongsberg Oslo signed an MOU in this regard today. In the summit clash of IPL T20, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 66-2 in 7.3 overs against Punjab Kings at Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Punjab Kings had won the toss and opted to field. In badminton, 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of Indonesia Open in Jakarta today. Sindhu defeated Japan's Nozomi Okuhara in the first round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.